test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you along for the conversation today. As you know, we take a lot of time here on the program to talk about health, your health, and a variety of health issues that face people every day because I want to make sure you're in good shape. But today we're going someplace a little bit different, a place that I don't have a lot of experience, I think it is safe to say, but a place that is extremely important, especially for the health of our children and the health of our population. We're going to talk about breastfeeding, and joining me today is Karen Twyman, a registered nurse and lactation consultant at Sparrow Hospital. Karen, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you.
In fact, you're not just a consultant. You're, in fact, board certified. What does that mean?
Yes. Yeah, so to become board certified, you have to take a certain amount of education in breastfeeding, every aspect of breastfeeding, and you have to also take an exam every 5 years, it's every 10 years, and every halfway through that, on the 5th year anniversary, you have to show that you have had a large amount of continuing education credits in addition. So you have to keep up with your background as well as pass a very stiff exam.
All right. Now, I'm going to show my ignorance a little bit, and that's okay. But it would seem to me, to the average person who is not involved in the way you are, Karen, Well, breastfeeding hasn't changed in a millennia. You know, it's been the same forever, people would probably assume, and it's kind of a straightforward thing, but it's not that easy, is it?
Well, that is true. I think part of the reason for that is that over the millennia, boys too, grew up surrounded by women breastfeeding their babies, and there was a lot of community wisdom about how it was done. And over recent generations, that community wisdom has been lost. We also have birth practices now that can impact breastfeeding and make things a little bit more difficult. So it turns out that, yes, many women do need support and help to get started, and sometimes there are problems that are quite difficult to deal with, and then they need access to a professional person who can help them figure out how to make the problem better.
Now I want to back up just one step here.
Yes.
Birth practices that can create difficulties with breastfeeding. What would that be?
Well, a lot more people have cesarean sections these days than did thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago. I mean, that's a modern way of helping mothers, which actually, of course, saves many, many lives. But when a woman has a cesarean section, that in itself can have an impact on how easy it is for she and her baby to learn how to breastfeed. Not insurmountable problems, but sometimes her milk comes in a little more slowly. Sometimes the baby is a little bit more sleepy. The mother is dealing with discomfort following the surgery. And so something like that can make it a little bit more troublesome to get breastfeeding started easily.
I understand. All right. So, and let's jump to this part of the conversation, which is, I think that most people have become aware over the last period of years that science and research has shown clearly that breastfeeding is far superior to formula. It's not always possible for all women to breastfeed, as you know, but breastfeeding, if it's possible, creates a healthier immune system, a healthier child, and therefore a healthier human being and adult, correct?
That is correct. And I think not only do you know that, Steve, but I think most people now are very aware of that. In this last generation, it seems like that message has really gotten through to prospective parents. And most people now do initiate breastfeeding in the hospital. And I think nationwide, it's about 75% of new mothers start breastfeeding. And here at Sparrow, the number is in the high 80s.
And the other thing that I've also noticed, because I don't much care, if I see, and I see this at airports and restaurants and whatever, and I see women breastfeeding their children, doesn't bother me at all. There was a taboo with that for a period of time, I believe, but I think that has also waned.
Yes, it has. It appears that women are much more comfortable breastfeeding in public, and it seems like that the public in general are much more tolerant, so that it makes it a more comfortable experience all around. And so it should be, because people should be able to feed their babies wherever they're at and not worry that somebody is going to be criticizing them.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it produces a healthier child, which we all strive for, and therefore a healthier human being, an adult, it's pretty hard to argue with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so as you consult people, what are some of the things that you do? Because obviously you work with young mothers and their infants. And sometimes, I guess for lack of a better term, the pump doesn't turn on as easily for some. I mean, I don't know how to put it delicately, but that's kind of that's where I'm going with it, all right?
That's where I'm going, Carrie.
But it doesn't start as easily,
yes.
Right?
So here at Sparrow, we help mothers who are going to go on and have a great breastfeeding experience. They just need a few little tips here and there about how to make sure that the baby latches on deeply enough so that she doesn't end up getting very sore, those kinds of more general issues. But, you know, if a mother has twins or maybe her baby was born 4 or 5 weeks early and is not quite ready to exclusively breastfeed, situations like that are going to need a little bit more help and support. And some mothers, it is true, are going to have issues with milk production. Not every mother is able to produce a great quantity of milk. It's not a lot of women, but some women are in that situation and are going to need extra help and support. So we deal with a more ordinary, common situation where it's just going to be providing a mom with a few tips to situations which are more complex. And we do that here in the hospital. And if when they go home, they're still struggling, we have a breastfeeding clinic here now at Sparrow, which has been running for 3 years. And mothers can come back and spend time, actually a full hour, with a lactation consultant and a pediatrician. And we try to work through whatever issues that she is having.
So many resources available today that weren't available in years past. To find
that
out more,
so true.
Go to sparrow.org/breastfeeding, sparrow.org/breastfeeding. Karen, it has been an education. Karen Twyman, registered nurse and a board-certified lactation consultant, thank you for your time.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
All right, there you have it. You know, and I didn't know going into that if we'd get all that information, but there's so much to learn, especially for a guy like me. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll be right back.